Big Jim's house.
Yesterday we got into the discussion, and this actually became a discussion at my dinner table last night. We're still trying to figure this whole story out. The person's going door to door. We don't know if it's male or female.
Right.
We don't know. But doing the census. Person opens the door. What did they do to him? They gave him a noogie.
Noogie!
They did more to him than just the noogie. But the noogie was the key thing. They gave the census taker a noogie. If you want to read the whole story, we've got the police report and what else happened. Text us. The keyword is
census.
But it led to this whole discussion about siblings and what they do to each other. Your brother, again, not cool, man, with
the
bikini.
He just tortured me.
The bikini thing was pretty rough, though.
Yeah, tied me to a pole and threw water balloons at me while I was wearing my sister's bikini.
On a dare. It wasn't like you just randomly wore it.
I just want to be clear on the house, and then he took, the water balloons really messed up my makeup.
Right. When Ryan was little, he talked like this. We're going to the mall. I'm just a sweet transvestite. So we got a call from Sandy, and we love Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy's greatness. So she called in to share her sibling story. You can do it, too. Anytime you want to call. By the way, don't feel like you need an invitation. If you ever want to call the show and just talk, or you got something on your mind, go for it. 248-398-9279. But we're convinced this call is real. My oldest son, Ryan, does not believe this is real.
Really?
He called shenanigans on this.
I don't know, man. I like it. I'm with Sandy on it.
I
don't like the call. It's a little freaky, but I believe her.
Check this out. You guys tell us this is real or not.
Well, it was my little sister, my only sister, and my parents had her go with me one night when I was going to hang out with some friends. So she had to come along, and I was tired of it. She's 3 years younger than me. So we get there, and we go in the basement, and they have a coffin. She decided she wanted to crawl into it. So we let her crawl into it, then we locked it, and he had a small little handgun, and we fired it into the wall over her head.
Wow.
She never followed me anywhere I went anymore.
Sandy, there's a lot going on here. So who has a coffin in their basement, A?
It was just a friend of mine.
Okay.
That I was, just dating. I was only 19 at the time when this was going on.
And then you popped a round off into the wall to freak her out.
Yep.
Holy crap. Okay. All right, Sandy. Wow. All right, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That's real.
Oh, 100%.
Too much detail.
Yeah.
That's real. This is real. Okay. And by the way, the coffin thing, we did have somebody else call and say they have three coffins in their basement, but they use them for Halloween.
Yeah, our buddy Rich from Dearborn, he's a Halloween nut.
As much as we're into Halloween during normal year here in Detroit, I would not be surprised if other people have a coffin in their basement. Seriously.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you got friends who like to go over the top, do the big decorations? Where else are you going to put it? You can't leave it in the living room or something.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. That
you can't make a flower pot out of it. It wouldn't, a vase in the dining room. You guys want to have a buffet? Anyway.
Flower bed.
Big Jim's house.
If you want to see it, we'll send it to you. The keyword is
garage.
It's right there on the garage page. The Home Depot drive-thru. Did you know Home Depot has a drive-thru?
No, but I love the concept.
She does a pretty good driving, too. I was just thinking about this. We've had this discussion before. 248-398-9279. Either on purpose or accidentally or on purpose, what have you driven through? My dad famously drove through a barbed wire fence and hit a cow.
Yeah.
When he fell asleep. 248-398-9279. What have you driven through? If anyone has. Oh, in movies you do it all the time and you're fine. You drive through a brick wall and you're fine.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Why?
The Wixom Habitat in Wixom, they built this thing, and it's right off of Wixom Road. And it has a ton of cattails in the front of it, right? It's a nice nature little walk.
Sure.
I was leaving my friend's house one night in high school, and he just got one of these new glass flower holders that you put stuff in and light it up,
Oh, yeah. Really nice.
We wanted to try it out and did way too much, and I drove home, and I went straight through a bunch of the cattails.
No.
I woke up in the morning to my dad going, dude, get out there right now and get all those cattails off your windshield wipers before your mom wakes up.
Ryan.
And then the next day they went and mowed them all. So sorry to the great city of my hometown, Wixom.
But... Hey, you're owning it. You're owning it. You put your name on it. Okay, now, Keyboard Garage again. We'll send you this video. Check out this woman, though. This is her telling people to get out of the way because she's got to get her stuff at Home Depot.
Move out the way! Move out the way! Move out the way!
Okay, that's my favorite. There's so much going on in this video when you watch it. But the fact that somebody yelled, call security.
What are they going to do?
Stop. I mean, really, stop. Come on, lady, stop.
She did. She backed that Pontiac up, man. It was nice. Nice bit of driving. Are you willing to admit you drove through something? It could have been accidental on purpose. 248-398-9279-248-398-WCSX. Cattails, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not what I'm proud of.
I can tell you, you're actually a little nervous just talking about that.
Yeah, because I don't know who knows about that.
We have, there were animals in the cattails. We have audio of Ryan driving through the cattails.
Move out the way! Move out the way!
Oh! She was nice.
Big Jim's house.
What'd you hit with your car? Or are we talking about this? This woman in Alabama hit the sliding doors for a Home Depot, drove in, picked up her stuff that you'd brought up earlier, though. She'd already put it up front.
Yeah, they said that she went into the Home Depot, grabbed what she wanted, brought it up towards the front, set it all up, and then drove through and grabbed it. Pretty smart. Self-pickup.
Great driving. If you want to see the video, we'll send it right to your phone. If you've never got a text from us, it's easy. Same way you would call us, same number. Just text us the keyword
garage.
It'll take you right there. The very first story in Big Jim's Garage. Here's a little bit of audio when she's telling people to move. Call security. There's a car. What aisle? What do you mean, what aisle? How many cars are in Home Depot? So, a keyword garage will send it right to your phone. But what have you hit with your car? 248-398-9279. When I was dating my wife, Kathy, I drove a stick shift. We're waiting in line at an ATM machine. And we're in that, like, early phase of a relationship where you just made out constantly. Yeah, you know, like the right. First. So I popped the clutch and rear-ended a Miata at the ATM.
Oh, that's embarrassing, too, because it's like, what were you doing?
I was making out with the hot blonde right over there. Yeah, rear-ended the car in front of us. But I was thinking about this. There was a famous hit-the-wall story, or hit somebody with your car story, in Detroit that made national news a couple of years ago.
Wait.
This is bugging you, isn't it?
I think I know what you're saying.
What is
it?
Now
that you said a couple years ago. Is it the Nate Burleson one?
No, that's a great one. I forgot about that with the pizzas.
He's reaching out to save his pizza.
Allegedly.
Hit the median.
The Happy's Pizza, he reached over and hit the... He did not. Come on.
Well, what are you thinking about?
Anyone want to guess? 248-398-9279.
Yeah, somebody call and guess because this is killing me.
It was famous.
I have no... I'm blank. I thought it was the Nate Burleson.
It was on national TV when it happened. Somebody losing control and hitting something with their car.
Big Jim's house.
Why are we talking about this? Because a woman in Alabama decided to hit a Home Depot. Well, she drove through it. She picked her stuff up, too.
Yeah.
Never seen a video like this. We've seen people drive in, you know, you lose control, or the smash and grabs here in Detroit where they drive into Walgreens and stuff like that, or banks. But she did this on purpose.
Yeah, I think she was just trying to help. You know, it might have been busy in there. She had some items to pick up and didn't want to bother anybody, so she went and got them herself and then just, you know.
There's curbside, then there's over the curb and through the front doors.
Right.
Side. Parking.
Front entrance, drop-off, pickup.
Wow. 248-398-9279. Keyword, of course, is garage. It'll take you to Big Jim's garage. Here's a little bit of her.
Move out the way! Move out the way!
That's good. Can't tell if the one person is laughing or crying. Nobody was hurt,
yeah,
by the way. Everyone's
it's a
okay.
Laugh, cry.
One of those, you're laughing so hard you're crying?
You know, there's two young employees in the back, like, man, this is our chance. They're building a strip to throw down with the nails and stuff. What are those called?
Come running out there with a nail gun and just start, the stop sticks.
Yeah.
Gonna go back and give me some wood. Do we have any wood and nails? So we're like, yeah, we're Home Depot.
Come with me.
We can do
we
this.
We got our first one.
You don't mess around at Home Depot. Remember that lady a couple years ago in Auburn Hills?
Oh, yeah.
Popped off a couple rounds and someone was racing away after they'd stolen some stuff. You don't mess around in the parking lot of Home Depot, folks. But I asked the question since we're talking about hitting things with your car, like this woman who drove through a Home Depot. A couple of years ago, there was a famous incident here in Detroit. At the Detroit Grand Prix. See if you remember this.
Back live at Detroit, and the race has stopped before it even really got started. The pace car spun and hit the wall, exiting the pit lane off of that hump that comes off onto the racetrack. You see the safety team is there with the pace car and its occupants.
Yeah, Mark Royce, who's a great driver, actually. He's a legit driver. He races cars. It's not like Mark Royce had never driven a Corvette before. But he hit the wall.
It's just got to be embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think you're going into that, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know I'm not going to crash this thing.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
So did
on national TV.
Oh.
And then we had someone texted in, a great reminder, Richard Rawlings, the guy from Gas Monkey Garage.
Right.
He was drag racing either Hellcats or Demons at Roadkill Nights on Woodward, and he snap-hooked it and hit a wall.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now, that one, I don't know, to me is more forgivable because you're racing. Mark Royce was just doing a pace lap with the Indy cars.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to keep it clear so that everybody can then start the race.
Really?
That's how the pace car works,
the rule?
Right?
You're not supposed to wreck the pace car? I didn't know that. God, Ryan. Smart.
Dropping knowledge this morning, baby.
He is, man. 248-398-9279. If you want to see the video of the woman driving a car through a Home Depot, it's pretty kooky. We'll send it right to you. Kooky is another racing term, by the way. The key word.
Big Jim's house.
So you think this is just a fluke thing that happened to my buddy?
Yes.
All right. Bob Van Dyke. Regular. We've had him on before. Tells great stories. Love you, Bob. Knucklehead. He goes to Zender's. Oh, do we have this post? We have this up on the website, right?
Yes. Just send us the keyword key. Keyword key.
Oh. Takes a family to Zender's up in Frankenmuth. They get some chicken. He comes out. And you'll see the photos. Someone keyed the hell out of his truck.
The whole side of it. Just down it.
Now, it was funny how immediately our friends all went to the ex-girlfriend car. Damn you, Carrie Underwood. Right, they immediately went to the. Did she take a Louisville Slugger to both headlights? Like, stop it. 248-398-9279. Check out. I can't believe someone would just randomly do that.
I mean, he didn't have any trouble in the restaurant, right? No. There was nothing going on there.
Great, great, great lunch with the family, just hanging out, having a great time. Come bopping out there, and then all the way. You'll see the photos all the way down the one side of his truck.
Yeah, and it's not like it was an accident, like somebody accidentally dragged a...
Doesn't have an angry ex in the scene. That's not part of the equation.
I think it's just somebody walking through the parking lot and wanted
at
to be
Zender's?
Just... This, yeah.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. What does that mean? It's just the parking lot. At
Zender's? Yeah, but
what is
there's
that?
Like 8 million people there. It's never
exactly.
Not empty.
So you might have a goofy person, and cars are that packed together, right, in the parking lot?
You think you're
walk
more likely...
between them and...
See,
that's
now,
it.
And I'm thinking you're less likely to do it because there's so many people there.
Oh, I think you got more of a, what's it called? Like, not a disguise, but you got more cover.
To blend in and do that?
Yeah. I just think that's it. What else could it be? Unless he did something in the restaurant that got somebody mad without knowing, you know? Just like some stupid little thing that he did, or, you know, just a regular thing that, you know, people are... I don't know if you know, but people kind of get triggered pretty easily these days right now.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. He did bury his face, and the people next to him walked over and put his face in their noodles and went, that guy could have been it. I don't know.
That's the worst part, though, is just not knowing, and then you're just running through every scenario in your head for
it's still
the
bugging
end of time.
Him. He's trying to
That's
figure out,
I mean.
Like, who would do this? 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
Key!
If you are a private detective who wants to help solve this case, we'd appreciate it. I don't know. How do you solve it? You paint the thing.
Yeah,
you it's pretty
paint
much it.
It.
Yeah, never had a car
without
key.
Your losses.
You ever had a car key?
No, never had the car key.
Even by some of your ex-girlfriends? None?
Yeah, no. My car's just peeled. The paint just peeled off of my car. didn't need the key to take the paint off. Just happened. Nature.
I could rub a banana on there and the paint would come off.
Big Jim's house. Big Jim's house.
My buddy Bob Van Dyke got his truck keyed at Zender's. Doesn't know who did it.
Right.
And they went all the way down one side of it. Doesn't have an ex-girlfriend, no ex-wife, none of that stuff. So that's not part of the equation. So we've been looking at, of course, the keyword is...
key.
Which makes sense. Keyword key. Yeah, okay. Anyway, trying to figure out what happened. Or who would do this? Some ideas here. Hold on. Rich has got one for us. Go ahead.
Tell Bob to go back to Zender's and ask them if they have cameras on the parking lot.
You would assume Zender's would, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, a lot of businesses do to protect themselves.
Or...
so
he can get a free fried chicken dinner for everybody here at the radio station.
Well, yeah, he could do that, too.
Okay.
Hey, and let me know when that goes down so I can be there.
I'm sorry, Rich, I didn't hear the last part. We got to cut you go.
Oh, yeah, okay,
no,
sure.
No. Yeah, okay, so if we solve this, Bob's buying Zender's dinner for everybody here who listens to the show.
Good for Bob. I love Bob.
Yeah, we love Bob, too. Bob doesn't know we've agreed to any of this, but all right, Rich, you have a good day, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
All right, bye. There he goes, 248-398-9279. Just trying to help out a friend here, although you have an interesting theory.
Oh, yeah, that Bob is upset because your other buddy Roger got to go on the Classic Rock road trip. And he's feeling left out, so he keyed his own car and then told you somebody keyed his car so he can get on the show and get some mentions for himself.
Bob! That's horrible. Why would you do that, Bob? I think Angie's theories might be a little better.
Yeah, hers is a little bit more solid, for
sure.
Yeah,
if you don't want to go into the whole big drama thing. Again, keyword key, we'll send you the photos, you can check it out. Angie's theory is fantastic, that he cut somebody off in the parking lot.
Yeah, and you can do that without knowing, for sure.
Especially the way Bob drives. Oh, yeah, you can do that.
What about this one, really quick? Does he have, like, kids?
Yeah.
Son or anything?
Yeah.
Does his son ever drive his truck?
That's a good question.
Hang out with girls? They think it's his truck.
Oh.
They find it and key it because he dumped a girl or something?
Oh. Honestly, don't know. Hold on, let's try to call Bob here. We got him. Come on, Bob, pick up, buddy.
Please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience.
Bob.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
At the tone, please record your message.
Hey, Bob, it's Big Jim, and Ryan here as well, and Angie just came in and gave us what it is. You cut somebody off in the parking lot and flipped them the bird, and that's why they keyed the car. You're a horrible driver, Bob.
You big meanie.
You big mean motorcycle guy. That's what happened. Call me.
Big Jim's house.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
Down river!
East side.
West side. Let's go down river!
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is my captain.
Thank you, KC. Kid Calvert, the casual one. What's the score, Ryan?
The score is downriver is up 4 right now over the east side.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we got our player standing by. Let's play Battle of the Burbs. Who's going to win?
No, east side.
Downriver.
Listen to that. Love this. All right. Good morning, everybody. Let me see. Line 3. Doug, you're representing east side, so you yell out.
East.
Nice. Don on line 5. You're our west side person today, Don, so you would holler out.
West.
Nice. And Denise downriver. So Denise, what do you say?
Taylor. I'm sorry, I mean downriver.
Oh, let's not start that, shall we? Don't do that. Don't bring that up. It's Water Tucky, then Taylor Tucky. Anyway, we're gonna get focused here. So Battle of the Burbs, the way it goes is if you know the answer, call out your side of town. Ryan will call on you. Do not answer until you're called upon. You get one guess per question. 2 out of 3 wins. Here we go. 34 years ago today, this Philly singer released the album Slippery When Wet.
East Side.
Doug, who is it?
Bon Jovi.
We'll take it. Should have been John Bon Jovi, but close enough for government work. Okay, East Side with 1. Question number 2. Patrick Swayze would be 68 today. Remember when he played a dance instructor in this 1987 movie?
East Side.
Holy crap.
Dirty
Doug
dancing.
For the win.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. Oh,
Simon, Denise, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Hey, well, don't worry about it because tomorrow is Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, so we have three rounds of Battle of the Burbs tomorrow, okay?
All right. Congrats,
look at that. So nice. You guys,
thank
appreciate you,
you
listening to Don and Denise. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye, guys.
So we found this list of top 10 misheard lyrics. And not your normal top 10 list.
Yeah, it's a little different than the ones we've talked about before, for sure.
Yeah, there's not even bathroom on the right. CCR.
Oh, and that's the number
one, right?
There's
a bathroom on the right. What are your misheard lyrics? 248-398-9279. You call us or text as well. Again, if you want to check it out, the keyword is...
lyric.
We'll send it right to your phone. L-Y-R-I-C. My cousin Sue was convinced that the Bee Gees sang four-letter woman instead of more than a woman.
Four-letter woman.
No, it was like, four-letter woman. You are four-letter woman. And you, it's horrible. We correct her. Like, that's not what Sue. She's like, no, I swear to God, they're singing that. Like, they're not. So here's an example of one of the songs on the list. We all know The Police. We love The Police. We love the song So Lonely.
Right.
Listen closely. So lonely, so lonely. No, no. The misheard lyric they claim is Sue Lolly, L-A-W-L-E-Y. Sue Lolly. Sue Lolly.
Sue Lolly. Sue Lolly.
Oh, God.
That's all you hear.
Sue Lolly. Sue Lolly. It actually kind of works. That's the bad part. Again, keyword lyrics, we'll send our lyric, singular.
Lyric, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll send it to your phone. The other one was from Summer Nights from Greece. All right. See if you can figure let's flip this around.
I like this one a lot.
This one, we told you, it's a weird list. And there's some other good ones on here, too. But this one, we all know this song. Okay. So what words are they singing in that?
They are singing, tell me more.
Tell me more. Tell
yes.
me more. You know, blah, blah, blah. No, no. Misheard lyrics, people hear Tommy Moore. Why they're singing about Tommy Moore.
Wella, wella, wella.
Tommy Moore.
Tommy Moore.
It's not even his name. It's Danny Zuko. It's not Tommy Moore. But listen now, now in your mind, just put in Tommy Moore here. Again, now all I hear is Tommy Moore.
Wait, isn't this the theory that this was just her dream, right?
Don't start down that rabbit hole.
I'm not, but maybe this is the guy she was really thinking about in her dream is Tommy Moore. You know, and
when
Danny
she drowned
was...
and he saved her and she died and this is all her dream and she goes off to heaven in the end of the movie.
Yeah, it's really right. Tommy Moore in it.
Tommy Moore, Tommy Moore. Oh, good Lord.
Big Jim's house.
Always look on the bright side of life.
CSX, Big Jim's house. Jim O'Brien, Big Jim here, along with Ryan Logan and Loganin.
What was that?
Ryan Loganin. I'm a little tired this morning. I'll explain why in a second. And Angie. Okay, I'd asked about a CPAP machine.
Yeah.
My doctor definitely, at one point when I got the sleeping test done, I didn't breathe for like 50 seconds.
That's scary, man.
So last night was the first night on my CPAP machine.
How'd it go?
What? It's so weird. I couldn't get past the fact there was something on my face. And all of a sudden, they said, watch a show. Like, put something on your iPad or watch TV. It'll distract you. Well, it did.
For how long?
The show. But the second you turn off the show, then all of a sudden you have something on your face.
Yeah, I don't know how you could do that.
I can tell I'm going to get used to it. I mean, you got to get used to it. It's just,
you have,
but it was strange.
You really have to, yeah.
But the whole time I was walking around the house yesterday talking like Bane from Batman.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to pick up my Batman machine, and then I'm going to attack Gotham.
I just want you to start wearing it when you go to the store and stuff.
The CPAP machine?
Ultimate protection, dude.
Would that work? Anyway, yeah, it's weird. See, I was like 1:15 this morning. I look over, I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Oh, no.
Just, you start to... Remember like when you're a kid on Christmas Eve and you start to fall asleep and then you come back up?
Right.
That's what it was like. If you guys have any advice, anybody with a CPAP machine, call or text 248-398-9279.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah, not worried about that. I still want to talk like Bane all the time around the house, though. We're having lasagna for dinner tonight. Bruce Wayne.
Glad I'm not in that house.
What do you mean, Ryan? You're coming out for dinner tomorrow night. Take a left at Gotham. I'll be banged with my sitcom machine. We're back tomorrow for Battle of the Burbs Wednesday.
I'm done.
What do you mean?
I'm done.
How are you doing, Joker?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.